The Athens Olympic Organizing Committee has begun preparing venues for the 2004 Summer Games, but there's been a snag. The site proposed for the Olympic Rowing Center is encountering intense opposition. From Athens, John Seropoulos reports.
The beach at Marathon, near Athens, is probably the most historically important shore in Greece. It was here, ancient historians say, that the waves ran red with Persian blood in 490 BC. The Athenians scored a stunning victory, repelling the expansion into Europe of the Persian Empire and paving the way for the golden age of Greek philosophy and literature. Marathon is also a place of surpassing beauty. Rare stone pines, hewn smooth by coastal winds, grow on sand dunes, and in a nearby marsh, nearly 200 types of migrating birds stop for food and rest. But every Sunday, teenagers gather here to tear their cars and motorbikes through the shallow marsh pools. The sand dunes are crisscrossed with tire tracks, and illegal houses squat under the canopy of the pines. Every summer, thousands of Athenians overrun the beach, seeking relief from heat waves. It is here that the Athens Organizing Committee for the Olympic Games of 2004 proposes to build its Olympic rowing facility. The committee says the project will help restore Marathon's beauty. Nikos Kazantzopoulos is the committee's environment manager.
The Olympic venues should be seen as tools to ameliorate and rehabilitate two sites, two locations nearby Athens, which are degraded, which do not present the character they should present.
But an alliance of environmental organizations, headed by the World Wildlife Fund, says the proposed mile-and-a-half-long rowing pool spells destruction, not salvation, for Marathon, also known as Chinias. Theodota Nansou heads the World Wildlife Campaign.
Before Athens got the Olympics, a number of significant efforts had been initiated for the conservation of this site. So Chinias was about to be designated a national park, that is, a protected area. Funding from the European Union had been earmarked for the conservation of the site, and Chinias was about to be included in a European list of protected areas.
But after Athens won the 2004 Games, the Greek government cancelled these conservation efforts. Instead, the Greek president issued a decree naming Marathon a national park where a rowing facility could be built. The conservation groups saw the park scheme as a Trojan horse to usher in more commercial development. And as an alternative rowing site, they proposed Lake Iliki, Athens' drinking water reservoir. Further away from Athens than Marathon, Iliki sits among dry stone hills and has none of Marathon's graces, but it is served by a major freeway and rail link. The organizing committee says its water level fluctuates too much for a permanent concrete rowing course to be built. The environmental groups proposed floating grandstands, like those used by Atlanta in 1996. But sports ministry official Kostas Kartalis says the International Olympic Committee rejected Iliki.
Even as a temporal site, it does not fulfill the requirements of the IOC. The IOC got all the studies and they went through them. It wasn't just a Greek decision. They went through the studies of the alternative sites and they said Iliki is out of the question.
The proposed rowing facility in Marathon would destroy part of the marsh and pump 1.5 million tons of fresh water from the local water table to fill the trench. Environmentalists say this would increase salinity underground, possibly destroying Marathon's pine forest. Olympic organizers counter that the trench would be made of soil to serve as a bird sanctuary during mating seasons. But the World Wildlife Fund's Theodota Nansou is skeptical about whether a rowing trench can double as a nature reserve.
So replacing a natural habitat does not mean that you are improving the condition of a site. You're simply changing it. This site is a very beautiful site, one of the few remaining examples of the classical Attic landscape. There is already development pressure from people owning land in the Marathon and wanting to develop this land.
The two sides have locked horns, and the environmental groups have taken their arguments to the European Commission. The next battle for Marathon could well take place in Brussels. For NPR News, I'm John Seropoulos in Athens.